说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hi and welcome to Chinese pod, Chinese on your terms. I'm John.
你好，我是 Jenny。
And Jenny, today it's an intermediate lesson again.
啊，对。
We've got an interesting lesson about a certain kind of repairman.
他们很重要啊，很重要。
Yeah, so when you first come to China, you might be kind of surprised. You see these guys riding around in these oversized tricycles.
对。
And they're playing this weird recording. It's really hard to understand.
嗯。
And they're cruising around looking for customers, I guess.
是的。
So we're here to tell you what these guys are doing, right?
对，或者他们在说什么 ,what they're saying.
So what are they saying?
他们可能在说修电视、冰箱、洗衣机。修电视、冰箱、洗衣机。
Okay, so the focus of what they're doing is the word 修。
对，修第一声。
So that's X-I-U, first tone. 修。
对的。
And that means to repair.
诶，是。
And they're repairing what?
电视、冰箱、洗衣机。
Okay, so TVs, refrigerators, and washing machines. Basically, different kinds of electrical home appliances.
没错。
They don't cover computers though, right?
电脑太难修，太难修。
Ah, okay. So in this dialogue, we're going to find out what happens when someone interacts with one of these guys.
好，现在听一下。
修电视、冰箱、洗衣机。修电视、冰箱、洗衣机。
微波炉修吗？
修，出了什么问题？
不能加热，以前转两分钟就好了，现在20分钟都不热。
你买了多久？
快10年了。
哎呦，太老了，还是买个新的吧。
修不好吗？
不合算。
哦，你回收吗？
可以，不过最多40块。
啊，那么少？
都是这个价。
Okay, so Jenny, what does this person want to have fixed?
微波炉，微波炉。
All right, so to understand what this word is, let's look at it character by character.
好。
What's the first one?
微。微。
Okay, and literally this means micro.
是的。
Very small.
很小很小。微。那第二个字是波。波。
And literally this means wave.
啊，那这是什么呢？
What's the last one?
炉。炉。
Which literally means oven.
对。
You can probably figure out what that means.
所以中文微波炉。微波炉就是一个microwave oven.
So in English, we shorten it to microwave. Can you just call it a 微波？
不太怎么说。我们说微波炉，微波炉。
So if you're shorten it, then you're actually talking about microwaves, like physics.
对对对。
Okay, so don't do that.
好。那么微波炉出了问题，出了问题。
Okay, so it has a problem.
对。
But we use this verb 出。
是的。
We don't use 有。
有问题呢，它可以是一个 problem, 也可以是一个 question.
Okay, so if the person was to say 有问题, we don't know which it is unless the context makes it clear.
对。
So could the person have said that their microwave 有问题?
也可以,因为这里 context 很清楚。
Okay, but they used 出, which kind of emphasizes that something has emerged.
对。
A problem has appeared.
没错。
Kind of all of a sudden.
对,就是 unexpected, 对吧?
Okay, so you see this 出问题 pretty often.
出问题。那么什么问题呢?不能加热,加热。
So literally this means add hot.
对。
So 加热 is a verb meaning to heat stuff up.
没错。那么微波炉就是加热。
Okay, first tone, fourth tone, right?
对，加热。那么这个动作很有意思啊，是转，转。
You mean it's spinning around inside the microwave.
对， 加热的时候这个东西在微波炉里转。那么转呢也是一个动词，就是说你在 microwave 这个东西。
Alright, let me clarify this. 转 fourth tone, it could mean something is spinning.
对。
But it could also mean to heat something up in the microwave. In other words, to make it spin around in the microwave.
是的，在英文你们这个动词就用 microwave it, 是吧？
Or nuke it.
Oh, nuke it. 中文我们说转。
It's kind of slangy in Chinese, right?
对，转一下。但是啊，现在转二十分钟都不热。
Alright, so let's look at this dough real quick.
Hey.
So 20 minutes, even not hot.
是的。
This dough is like saying, even if you do it for 20 minutes, it's not hot.
没错，二十分钟都不热。
And so what does the repairman ask?
你买了多久？买了多久？
So does that mean how long did you buy it?
How long ago did you buy it?
Right, how long ago? So in English, we have to say the ago. In Chinese, they just kind of figure it out.
是的。
So you bought it, how long? In other words, how long has it been since you bought it? Makes English sound really wordy.
买了多久？哇，快十年了，快十年了。
Right, so we have a pattern here, right? The 快 and the 了。
是的，快和了。说的就是 almost.
Right, so literally it's like very soon, it will turn into 10 years.
对。
So this 了 shows us that there's change of state.
没错。
So the fact that it will very soon become 10 years tells us almost 10 years.
对,快十年了。这样你几岁?
快三十了。
我快二十六了,也可以这样用啊。好,那这个修的人啊,他说太老了，还是买个新的吧，还是买个新的吧。
So this 还是, we might know this as an or word that's used for questions, right? But this is a different usage.
在这里还是就是最好买个新的吧。
Yeah, it's like should.
对。
You should buy a new one. It's kind of like revisiting a question that you might have in your mind. And it's like, oh, I think this is the better decision after all.
对，还是买个新的吧。为什么要买新的呢？修不好吗？修不好吗？
Okay, so when you look at this, you say fix isn't good?
不是这个意思。这样我先跟你说，修得好，修得好。
Okay, so this is actually what's called a resultative compliment.
对。
This 修得好 or 修不好is connected to the verb.
对。
So 修不好, what does that mean?
就是不能修。
Right, you can't fix it. So the person is asking, you can't fix it?
修不好吗?
And if the guy is saying, I can fix it, what would he say?
修得好,修得好,就是可以修好。
Right, so that's the positive and negative version of the resultative compliment, can fix or can't fix. So can we hear him one more time?
修不好,修得好,修不好,修得好。
All right, so that's the kind of thing you need to hear a lot to really get a feel for it.
是的。那其实不是修不好，是不合算，不合算。
Okay, so it's not that he can't fix it. It's that it wouldn't be worthwhile.
对。
Like the time and the parts.
对。
He might as well just buy a new one.
是的，合算，合算，意思就是
worthwhile.
对。
合算 is second tone, fourth tone.
没错，因为可能修很贵，然后也很麻烦，还是买个新的好，对吧?
Right, so buying a new one is the best choice. So if you have to buy a new one, what are you going to do with this old one?
可以让它回收,回收。
Okay, so the characters for this word are return and kind of collect, right?
没错。
Or receive.
是的,回收就是说,不要的东西你卖给别人。
So you're basically selling it for scrap.
对。
But you could also say you're recycling.
是的。
It's the same word, right? So if you recycle newspapers, you recycle glass or plastic, or you sell your old microwave for scrap, it's all
回收，回收。
All right, so that's second tone and first tone.
对，所以回收也是很 environmentally friendly, 很环保的。
Yeah, and it's a good way for dealing with all these appliances you don't need anymore.
对。好，我们再听一遍今天的对话。
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to...Chinese Pod Trivia.
Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the ChinesePod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, ChinesePod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
修电视冰箱洗衣机，修电视冰箱洗衣机，微波炉修吗？修，出了什么问题？不能加热，以前转2分钟就好了，现在20分钟都不热。你买了多久？快10年了。哎呦，太老了，还是买个新的吧。修不好吗？
不合算。
哦，你回收吗？
可以，不过最多40块。
啊，那么少？
都是这个价。
哎，John，你有一个很好玩的回收的故事，是吧？
It's not much of a story, but I can share the experience.
嗯。
So when I was moving, I had this old CRT monitor.
什么是 CRT monitor?
Cathode ray tube.You know, the big old-style monitor, big boxy thing for
a
computer.
Oh, 知道知道
Okay, so I had this old, big monitor, and I didn't want to move it with me because my new place...
很重耶
Yeah, it's heavy, but also my new place didn't have a lot of space for the computer. I needed to buy a flat one.
嗯
So I wanted to sell it to one of these guys.
对啊
I wanted to do the 回收 thing.
是的
And so can you guess how much I got for my monitor? I paid 1,000 RMB for it new.
100块钱
Only 50.
才50块啊
对
所以 technology 真是 devalued.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great price. I maybe could have gotten more, but no one wants those big monitors anymore, so...
对啊。
It wasn't worth the effort.
但是 you had fun with it.
I guess so. And hopefully the 回收 guy had fun with it as well.
好,那今天我们的课程就到这儿。你有什么问题的话呢?都到 ChinesePod.com 来问我们。
See you there. 再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0871.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0871 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0871.